Well, Sue, as we look at what happened market-wise today, we picked a good day to talk. Markets are turning themselves back around. Boy, corn took a big dive. And I was reading it was like 7.5%. Was that right? Or 8.5 cent drop, I guess, on the trade. 7.6% fall yesterday, the largest it's seen in the last couple of years. Obviously, the reports from Thursday and getting a chance for the weekend to digest them. Are we starting to kind of turn ourselves back around and going to focus back in the, quote, norm?
Well, I think we're close to that. I think that the market is going to try to float in here. For example, I think that when you look at corn, you know, corn had over a dollar move. In fact, we're coming back down. We're within 2 cents of the low of yesterday at this time. Excuse me. And I think that the market was very emotional, but what helped drive the break yesterday was the fact that country basis was slipping, because now end users had this attitude that there was more corn out there than they previously thought, so they didn't feel that urgent need to bid up for corn. So the bottom of the line is going to be that when their need for corn gets more dire and they start bidding for corn and it doesn't come out as easily as they thought it would, that's going to be the proof in the pudding as to just how tight are we really. And so I tend to think that when I look at the market, I think corn is very close to a low. Now, my indicators haven't bottomed yet, but I think that we're very close to a low. One reason that I want to be watching corn here to find a bottom is because of the fact that, one, I don't know as if I believe there's that much corn out there, but two, a year ago, world stocks of corn were at 131.2 million metric tons, which was up 3.1 million metric tons from the year before that, 2010-11. And this year, the latest world stocks of corn is 117.48. That's down 13.7 million metric tons from last year. And the price of corn is actually trading cheaper, pretty much in line to cheaper than where it was a year ago. A year ago, on March 30th, when the report came out, corn went from 604 to 644. It went limit up. And then on the first trading day of April, which would be comparable to yesterday, it traded higher, but not dynamically, but it went to 665 was the peak. And then the May contract rolled over and waterfalled back down. What was interesting was the market was in a sideways range after a nice rally from the year before. And so 2010-11, remember, crops peaked around the very end of August, first day of September, and then we fell hard and then we went flat. We went sideways in a range. Well, the May corn waterfalled back down from that 665, didn't make new lows, but then by the 8th of May, it made a new high in that whole sideways range from what we had seen since the September time frame of 2010. So this year, the corn, again, sideways to a little bit on the lower side, leaking out the downside, but the trade wants to be really bearish. There's an attitude, but I don't agree with them right yet. I still think there's something better yet to come on this corn market, and I think we'll find it. If that's the case, that we do actually have this much more corn, then the bottom line is, will we really need to import corn? In the U.S., we have corn out of logistics. In other words, the East Coast doesn't have very much, and it's too expensive to get it there from the Western Corn Belt, where there was more corn. And, you know, down in Texas, same thing. But we know that last week, into the central part of the Gulf, corn coming from Argentina penciled in for the feedlots in Texas. So my take on this is that as we get into June, maybe early July, we're going to be real watchful as to what's gone on. And I believe that the market's going to turn and catch and come back up. I don't think we're going to filter this thing down all the way into the fall. I think you've got another rally yet to come in this market.
You know, we started yesterday receiving the USDA crop reports. Obviously, not a lot being said row crop-wise. There is some concern about the quality of wheat, but it looked like, from what I was reading, Illinois and some areas of Missouri concerned because their fields are too wet to even think about starting some early corn or bean planting.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, while this week we're going to start warming up a little bit as we go towards the end of the week to kind of help try to raise these soil temperatures, we have to also note that next week